AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's missile and drone barrage earlier this week, brushing off calls for restraint from close allies, including British Foreign Minister David Cameron, who told Sky News,
"The situation is very concerning. It's right to show solidarity with Israel. It's right to have made our views clear about what should happen next, but it's clear the Israelis are making a decision to act. We hope they do so in a way that does as little to escalate this as possible."
Cameron's in Jerusalem and says he wants to get the focus back on the war in Gaza. Meantime, violence continues to surge along Israel's border with Lebanon. A Hezbollah rocket attack wounded at least 14. Senators are to be sworn in as jurors shortly for the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to call votes to dismiss the articles.
"This is an illegitimate and profane abuse of the U.S. Constitution. The framers were clear. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements."
House Speaker Mike Johnson's forging ahead on an aid package for Ukraine that also includes Israel and Taiwan. Hard-right Republicans have threatened to oust him, but Johnson's texted GOP lawmakers he's starting a push to hold votes on the funding later this week. The northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv was hit by Russian missiles today, bringing down an 8-story apartment building. The death toll there has risen to at least 17. Boeing is in the spotlight as the Senate holds hearings on allegations of major safety failures at the aircraft maker. Witnesses include two whistleblowers, a former Boeing manager, and a current engineer at the company. And the NBA has banned Toronto Raptors player Jonte Porter after a league probe found he disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and bet on games. This is AP News. The last available Stanley Cup playoff berth was determined in an unusual fashion last night, Dave Ferry explains.
The Red Wings and Penguins can't be happy about the way they were eliminated from the playoff picture. The Flyers needed a regulation win against the Capitals just to keep their postseason hopes alive. So coach John Tortorella pulled goaltender Samuel Ersan with the game tied 1-1.
"I'm pulling him, and that was the right time to pull him. Didn't know anything was going on with Detroit at that time, but immediately after that, our video guys told us that Detroit just went to overtime."
The move backfired when TJ Oshie scored into an empty net with 3 minutes to play, giving the Caps the second wild card in the East and eliminating the Wings, Pens, and Flyers. David Perron scored a tying goal for Detroit with 3.3 seconds left in regulation. The Wings won that one 5-4 in Montreal. I'm Dave Ferry.
The NHL regular season wraps up with 4 games tonight and 6 Thursday. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.